Hello, this is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and welcome to this podcast on three inexpensive phantom-powered microphones. Actually, the mic I'm using now is an $850 mic, the Neumann TLM-103. But fear not, we'll get to the less expensive ones. In fact, the reason I'm using this is that a couple of the less expensive ones are designed to be very much like the TLM-103. So we're about to see how true that really is. I'm also using the Mackie Mixer 1402 VLS because it is something within people's price range, I think. It's $300 and some. I know people have also talked about the Behringer Mixer, and in fact, two of the mics we're going to try are Behringer microphones. So let's get right to it. The Neumann TLM-103 does not have a bass roll-off switch, so I'm using full bass on the microphone. The Mackie Mixer has a lot of bass roll-off capabilities, but for the time being, at least through the first pass, I'm going to use all of these microphones on full bass. So, this is the Neumann TLM-103, and now the Behringer B1 look-alike, and perhaps sound-alike. Alright, this is the Behringer microphone, the Behringer B1, which sells for $99. I'm using it in full bass at the moment, although it does have a bass roll-off switch. But as you can see, or hear, as the case may be, it sounds very much like the Neumann TLM-103. It's a bit noisier, but for $99, it's kind of hard to beat. It looks very much like the Neumann. It is a side address microphone, all of these will be, which means that instead of talking into the end of it, the microphone is actually pointing up, and you're talking into the side of it. This actually is shaped very much like the Neumann. It is cylindrical on the bottom, and starting at the mic screen, it sort of flattens out and tapers off at the top. It does have a bass roll-off switch. I will turn that on at this point, and you can hear the difference. I don't know what frequency it rolls off, but I do notice one thing right away, and that is that it is more noisy with the bass roll-off switch on. This is the roll-off switch on, and now let's go back to full bass and listen to the decrease in noise. Yes, considerably. Well, some at least. So perhaps this mic would be better if you really wanted quiet, if you used some other source to roll off the bass, or if you simply dealt with it with bass on. All right, let's now change to the Behringer B2 microphone, which is a studio condenser mic with three positions. It is shaped much like this, except it has two diaphragms. These are, by the way, large diaphragm mics. And the Behringer B2 is a three-position microphone, cardioid, figure eight, and omnidirectional. So, without any further ado, the Behringer B2 mic. Okay, this is the Behringer B2 microphone. You can hear some noise in the background. The bass is not rolled off, and as I said before, this is a three-position microphone. And one of the interesting things about this and a lot of three-position microphones is that, as I said before, these mics are side address. Unlike microphones that are shaped like cigars, and you talk into the end of it, as soon as you get 90 degrees off axis, you begin to lose frequency response. Side address mics take care of that because when it's in the omnidirectional position, for example, it's open on all sides. So you could put it right in the middle of the table, and everybody around it would be picked up at the same frequency response. All right, let's try the bass roll-off switch and see what that sounds like. The bass is now rolled off, and it rolls it off by a good degree. It doesn't make it any noisier, but I think just by my hearing of it through headphones without going back and listening really closely, this mic is actually noisier than the cardioid mic anyway. Let's turn the bass back on. And now let's demonstrate some of the different patterns in this mic. This is cardioid. Let's now switch to figure eight. Now, what's interesting about figure 8 is that it is open on both sides of the mic. This is a two-diaphragm microphone, one on each side. So if I walk around behind the mic, it's going to pick me up from the other side as well. Now, it isn't exactly the same shape of pickup on the other side, but you could, if you wanted to, do an interview with two people using one mic in a figure eight position, one person on either side. Let's turn the mic back around. And now I'm back on the front side of it, and you can see it does sound a bit different. This is different from some figure eights, which actually sound more alike. This one doesn't happen to do that, but it's possible. Now, what about omnidirectional? And that's exactly what we've done. Sounds a little different, but now we can walk all around the microphone, and it's open on all sides. I'm moving around from one side to the other. So this is something you could really set in the middle of a conference table, or between two or three or four people, if you wanted to do it in mono, and have everyone picked up equally well. And now to end the test of this mic, we've gone back to cardioid, because I have one more microphone I want to compare it with. Well, there goes the street sweeper up the street, so I suppose we better wait until it passes by so we can at least have a fair comparison. These mics are pretty heavy, and they're not shock-mounted very well. You cannot handhold them. Any handling of them is really going to be picked up and picked up very loudly. This is about a $150 microphone, which still is well within reason if you want a good mic for Phantom Power that has three positions. Now, as the last test, let's switch to the Studio Projects microphone. And this is the Studio Projects microphone. A bit quieter, I believe. Reasonably similar sound. A little more crispness, perhaps. Or at least a crispness of a different frequency response. It has a bit more of a ring to it. Metallic sound, but it still sounds pretty nice. This is a cardioid microphone. It is cylindrical. It's still side address, and like the Behringer cardioid, it has a grill on both sides, except only one is open to the capsule. I've just engaged a switch on the Mackie mixer, which takes off some of the bass. I'm not sure what frequency response it takes off. It's more for speech when you don't want the really low frequencies. Now I've turned the bass back on, as you can tell. Studio Projects also makes a microphone that is a three-position microphone, just like the Behringer. Cardioid, figure eight, and omnidirectional. It sells for about $150, like the Behringer. And this mic, just like the Behringer B1, sells for $99. Again, it's not very shockproof, and they're easily blown into with popping peas and wind sounds if you're not careful. All of these microphones come with a thick foam windscreen, which will allow you to talk closer to it and not worry about blowing into it, although they do diminish the high frequency response. All right, this is the Studio Projects microphone. This ends this phase of the test. The next thing I want to do is play some music from my stereo speakers into each of these mics and see what you can tell. I realize that that's not what people are going to be doing, but I think it will give us a better overall understanding of the frequency response of the mics. Would that I had a symphony orchestra or some kind of band right here in my studio that I could record, but I don't, so we'll have to put up with something that's on CD. So, this is the speech test of the Studio Projects mic, and now let's move on. I have two musical selections, very short. I'm going to play the same two for each mic. So the first one is the Neumann TLM-103. Thank you. Behringer B1. Behringer B2. Studio Projects. I'm back now, and I'm back to the Neumann TLM-103. Although I have the button pressed on the Mackie mixer that rolls off a little bit of the low end. Let me summarize by telling you the model number of these mics and where I got them. The Behringer B1, which is the cardioid microphone that sells for $99. The Behringer B2 Studio Pro, which is the three-position microphone that sells for $149. And the Studio Projects microphone, which is the cardioid microphone that sells for $99, although they do have, as I said earlier, a three-position mic, which I think is about $149. One last note about these mics. The Behringer especially has a little bit more bass proximity effect, such that when you speak about the same distance I'm speaking from it that I do all the other mics, its bass is a little more pronounced. That doesn't mean it has more, it just means that unlike some mics, the closer you get to it, the more bassy it sounds. But if you've got some way to compensate for that, or if you don't mind that and some people like it, then there you go. I bought these mics from BPM Music. That's B as in boy, P as in people, M as in mother, music.com. And in case you're interested, their phone number is 800-371-7036. Obviously, you can buy these microphones at other places. One of the nice things about this place, though, is that unlike a lot of other places that do not allow you to return microphones because they assume you're going to blow into them and spit into them and pass around germs, and there's some point to that, this place does allow you to have a 30-day return policy. So you can check them out and see if you like them. And of course, they have other microphones as well. Well, I think that about does it. If you have questions, and if you're on the BCT email list, drop me a line. If you're not, you can send me an email at neal@ravenswood.org. That's ravenswood.org. So until next time, stay well, be safe, keep warm, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for listening.